Chapter 3. The Penis. The penis is a complex organ, particularly when it comes to its erectile capacity. Blood pumped from all over the body contributes to an erection, or hard-on, in three steps. First, nerve stimuli cause the muscles in the walls of tiny penile blood vessels to relax and thus accommodate greater blood volume in the organ. Then the penis gains erectness and stiffness as three tubes that run its length engorge with blood. Two of these tubes, spongy tissue called corpora cavernosa, absorb most of the blood, while some goes to a third tube, the corpus spongiosum, which is the covering of the urethra, itself the tube that runs through the penis and carries semen and urine. Once filled, the penis traps the blood inside to maintain the erection. Blood volume in an erection is 6 to 8 times the normal flow to the penis. Any malfunction of the nerves, blood vessels, or other tissues serving the penis can cause an erectile problem. The product of this process is, of course, an erection, the size of which is the most frequently expressed concern of men regarding their penises. Male erections generally range from 4.5 inches to 8 inches, but most are 6 inches, and most men wish their erections were bigger. But that aside, other concerns include minor bends in the erect penis, technically called chordae, which are not uncommon. These do not interfere with function, though surgery may be necessary to correct severe chordae. Some helpful statistics about erections were amassed by an enterprising lady who worked in a massage parlour. She put the tape to the erections of 1,681 of her customers, presumably as part of her warm-up routine, and published her findings in Playboy. Her research indicated that 97% of the men she measured achieved erections of the average 6 inches. Only 7 came up to 8 inches. Still, a fact that many, if not most, men are reluctant to accept is that penis size is for the most part irrelevant to sexual satisfaction for either a male or female. Nature placed the sensitive nerve endings that facilitate orgasm at the most practical point possible, up front. On a man they are at the head, glands of his penis. On a woman they are at a protrusion above the opening of the vagina, clitoris.